From KALW News, I'm Erin Lim with an election brief, your quick guide to what's on the ballot. Today we're talking about Berkeley's Measure Z, also known as the soda tax. It's a new initiative that aims to extend the 2014 ballot measure to continue the tax on sugar-sweetened beverages. If not passed by voters, the measure will expire on January 1, 2027. Here's how it works. If the sugar-sweetened beverage tax passes, it will extend the previously voter-approved 1 cent per fluid ounce tax on most sugar-sweetened beverages. So a can of Coke would be taxed at 12 cents. The exceptions are milk products, juice, baby formula, medical drinks, diet sodas, and alcohol. Supporters of the initiative confirm that since 2014, the tax has raised more than $1 million in revenue per year. That money supports initiatives, including Berkeley Unified School District gardening teachers, so all students can participate in cooking and gardening programs. Supporters of the measure include Vice President of the Berkeley School Board, Khadija A. Brown, and Berkeley Council Member Sophie Hahn. They say that if the voters do not approve this measure, that the funding for programs paid for by this tax will be lost. At this time, there are no opponents of Measure Z. The sugar-sweetened beverage tax amendment was unanimously voted on by Berkeley City Council to be on the November ballot. So to recap, a yes vote on the sugar-sweetened beverage tax will remove the expiration date of the tax. If you vote no, you vote for programs that benefit from the tax to end. That's a brief take on Berkeley's sugar-sweetened beverage tax amendment. You can find more election coverage at kalw.org. From KALW News, I'm Erin Lynn.